This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some digital truth serum courtesy of a new app that automatically checks political speeches for lies, darn lies, and other misrepresentations. It's called Truth Teller, which the Washington Post has begun testing online. It transcribes the utterances of politicians, then tries to check them against a big database of facts. Corey Hake is the Post's executive producer for digital news.
We feed a video into our truth teller. It extracts the audio. It turns that audio into a transcript or text. Then it takes that text, runs an algorithm, and then matches claims in that text to our database of facts, and then returns back to the user whether this is true or false.
Where did this idea come from?
About a year and a half ago, our national political editor, Steven Ginsburg, was in Iowa. He was listening to Michelle Bachmann talk to a group of people in sort of the middle of nowhere. And he called me immediately after and said, "Corey, Michelle Bachmann has been telling lies for 45 minutes. And so do you know the app Shazam?"
Of course, Shazam is the one that you hold up if you hear music playing and it tells you what the artist and the song is.
Yes, exactly. So I thought, Shazam for truth. If someone can hold up their phone, record some audio, any politician in the middle of a field, give us that audio, we can match it to a database and then return back to them whether that is true or false. That's always sort of been the aspirational path for it. But here we have a working prototype that you can see on your desktop.
Corey Hake of The Washington Post will put a link to this work in progress at marketplacetech.org.